Word of God speak, would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know you're in this place. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Daniel White III with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, where I read the Word of God and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source such as Matthew Henry's commentary. This podcast is based upon Nehemiah 8:8, where it says Ezra and the Levites read in the book in the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading of the Word of God. The aim of this podcast is that through the simple reading of the Word of God, the Holy Bible, and the giving of the sense of it, the understanding of it, the church would be revived and the world would be awakened. Ladies and gentlemen, today we are reading Daniel chapter 4. Verses 13 through 18. Verse 13 reads, I saw in the visions of my head upon my bed, and behold, a watcher and an holy one came down from heaven. He cried aloud and said thus, hew down the tree and cut off his branches. Shake off his leaves and scatter his fruit. Let the beasts get away from under it and the fowls from his branches. Nevertheless, leave the stump of his roots in the earth, and even with a band of iron and brass in the tender grass of the field, and let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let his portion be with the beasts in the grass of the earth. And let his heart be changed from man's, and let a beast's heart be given unto him, and let seven times pass over him. This matter is by the decree of the watchers and the demand of the word of the holy ones, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men and giveth it to whomsoever he will, and setteth up over it the basest of men. This dream I, King Nebuchadnezzar, have seen. Now thou, O Belteshazzar, declare the interpretation thereof, forasmuch as all the wise men of my kingdom are not able to make known unto me the interpretation, but thou art able, for the spirit of the holy gods is in thee. ladies and gentlemen, I just read in your hearing Daniel chapter 4, verses 13 through 18. Now, here is the sense of it from the Bible Knowledge Commentary, or the understanding of it. The king then explained that he saw a messenger, a holy one. Pardon me. Allow me to repeat that in your hearing. The king then explained that he saw a messenger, a holy one. This holy messenger, unknown to Nebuchadnezzar, would have been known to the Jewish people as an angel sent from heaven with an announcement. The messenger said that the tree was to be cut down, the branches trimmed from the trunk, the leaves stripped off, and the fruit scattered. The animals and birds that found shelter under and in its branches were to scatter. However, the stump was not to be removed, but secured with bands of iron and bronze. The first part of the vision of the tree probably would have caused Nebuchadnezzar no concern. It may have even produced pride, as he recognized himself in the tree as the one who provided bountifully for the subjects in his realm. But this second part of the vision, that the tree was to be cut down, must have greatly disturbed him. The third part of the vision must have been even more terrifying. If Nebuchadnezzar recognized himself as represented by the tree, for sanity was to leave him, and he would become demented, living among the animals. He would have no more mental ability than an animal. This condition would continue for an extended period of time. The seven times were probably 7 years, because a 7 days or months would have been inadequate for his hair to have grown to the length of feathers. And B, times in 725 means years. Several messengers, holy ones, announced the lesson to be learned through the vision, so that the living may know that the Most High is sovereign over the kingdoms of men and gives them to anyone he wishes, and sets over them the lowliest of men. This vision was designed to be a part of God's revelation of himself and his authority over Nebuchadnezzar, who in pride had exalted himself above God Almighty, at least in his own heart and mind. The king again asked Daniel to tell him the meaning of the dream. And we will continue from the Bible Knowledge Commentary on tomorrow, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live. Now here is the sense of it from the Matthew Henry Bible Commentary, which is more devotional. Matthew Henry says, Nebuchadnezzar, before he related the divine judgments upon him for his pride, told the warnings he had in a dream or vision. The meaning was explained to him. The person signified was to be put down from honor and to be deprived of the use of his reason 7 years. This is surely the sorest of all temporal judgments. Whatever outward affliction God is pleased to lay upon us, we have cause to bear it patiently and to be thankful that he continues the use of our reason and the peace of our consciences. Yet if the Lord should see fit by such means to keep a sinner from multiplying crimes or a believer from dishonoring his name, even the dreadful prevention would be far preferable to the evil conduct. God has determined it as a righteous judge, and the angels in heaven applaud. Not that the great God needs the counsel or concurrence of the angels, but it denotes the solemnity of this sentence. The demand is by the word of the holy ones, God's suffering people. When the oppressed cry to God, he will hear. Let us diligently seek blessings which can never be taken from us, and especially beware of pride, particularly pharaohistic pride, and forgetfulness of God. May God help us all. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Scripture and the Sense podcast. Please remember to read the Word of God each and every day, and pray without ceasing to God for wisdom to understand it and apply it to our lives. Most importantly, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. And the Bible says, thou shalt be saved. Please stay tuned for a complete presentation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ so that you can get your soul saved from hell and saved to that wonderful place called heaven when you die. May God bless you and keep you is my prayer. So, dear friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and you want to get to know him today, all you have to do is believe that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and you will be saved. For the Bible says in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, the Word of God is the foundation to a successful life. May God bless you.
If you look at the hard left and how they treat law enforcement in the last 5 or 6